time travelers and vortexes if I just had a nickel for every so-called time traveler. Oh well. There is a new one on the scene with a little different twist to his story. It wasn't enough for him to claim to be a time traveler, he also claimed to have met aliens. This was one busy guy. I wonder if he wore a tinfoil hat to keep the alien radio waves out of his head. The Baltic states seem to be a place where there are some very strange claims by people. Our supposed time traveler said he was a former security agent from Lithuania and he has found out what the aliens plan to do with our planet. This time traveler said he went to the year 4000, which puts him in direct conflict with some other time travelers who said the world was destroyed before that date. Would you like to know how he met them? It is sort of a hot tub time machine story. He fell asleep in a lake and woke up in it when it froze. There is a video of him talking, but it is a real snoozer, that is why I didn't post the address. If for some reason you want to know more about him or even look at the video, his name is Wojnak Jakovic, you can Google it. In November 1997, something very strange happened on the Kamchatka Navy base of the Russian Navy. A trusted naval officer disappeared with his weapon. The last time he had been seen was about 2 hours before the end of his watch. He had been seen walking to the end of a pier but never returned. The Russians checked everywhere on and around the base, but no trace of the officer was found and he hadn't gone home. Troops were called in and every way off the base was investigated. Planes had been employed to search, but still nothing was found. About 2 months later, local hunters found the skeletal remains of man in the mountainous area of Kamchatka. There was no soft tissue on the skeleton and it had on a Russian naval officer's uniform of the same rank. There was no sign of an animal attack and no sign the tissue had been removed with a sharp object. The uniform looked very old and there were documents which belonged to the missing Navy officer. Even the documents look very old and worn. The military conducted an autopsy. They found that the bones were from a man who was the same age as the missing officer but who died around 1897. The corpse had been outside all this time and unburied. The corpse was sent to a more advanced military medical location which conducted genetic tests. They were astounded to find the genetic tests proved the remains were of the military officer who disappeared a couple of months ago. No one has been able to solve this mystery. Did the officer step into a vortex which transported him in time? If so, what happened to him? Was he abducted by aliens in a time ship who did experiments on him and then left his body in the past? This mystery may never be solved. An investigator claims he found a time warp. This investigator has appeared on television on the Travel Channel. He claims the time warp was found outside Las Vegas. I could see how it would seem that way to some after a heavy day of drinking and gambling and who knows what else. Anyway, he believes there is a space-time warp on the edge of the city. He claims he saw time slow down and had measured how time moves across Nevada, including Area 51. He went on to say he hadn't found any evidence of time slowing in the past and this is recent. He was interviewed on Fox 5 in Las Vegas and said it was impossible for time to slow down unless either a black hole was approaching Earth or there was some unknown technology being used. NASA's gravity probe had found small changes in space and the speed at which time traveled. There are plenty of stories about people entering vortexes which led to different time periods. When you talk about vortexes, you have to mention the Bermuda Triangle, the area where so many planes and ships have disappeared without a trace and where some have reported being caught in time storms. For some reason, people caught in strange storms report often seeing the color green. There has also been many reports of rotating magnetic fields and luminous phenomena which were green much of the time. One pilot claimed to get caught up in an electric storm and arrived at his destination far earlier than was possible because of the maximum speed of his plane. One of the most interesting time travel stories to me is from a guy named Noah Novak. He is a self-proclaimed time traveler from the year 2030. Supposedly he was able to tell someone everything they did of significance to prove he was a time traveler. What makes him so interesting is he also claims to have gone to 2070 and met the older version of himself. He had an explanation for how a time traveler could travel back in time without altering time. He said all time travelers had a computer chip embedded inside them that prevented them from doing anything to alter the time stream. He said there was a war going on, but it was between satellites. Conveniently, he could not say more because it might cause a time paradox. Those doggone paradoxes. He said he asked his older self some questions about the future, but he couldn't get full answers because of the paradoxes. One has to wonder what it would be like to meet an older or younger self. Might your older self be angry at his younger self because of some decisions he made, not marrying the love of his life or volunteering for the military and getting a life-altering wound? The rash of people claiming to be time travelers reminds me of the flood of people claiming to have traveled in space with aliens in the 1960s. Many of them were easily spotted because they wore metallic space suits. I guess the next big thing will be people claiming to be extraterrestrials. Some people want to feel important and they think up these schemes to get popular, but it can get crazy at times. It's like several mental patients in a hospital all claiming to be Jesus. Believe me, there are those.